4, V98.
I did hear a KJ4, go ahead, and then the other one, go ahead.
VWA.
Somebody doubled with you. Good morning, how are you?
Doing my due diligence for that mast. Went over to Chad's and he helped me out with a spike on the end of that mast. And now the bottom of the mast will be absolutely stable, baby.
All around like a tent stake.
So who else jumped in there with us? Come on in, contact.
UT, I'm going to be here for a minute more. I'm down here in Easley. Got to go down here and visit the Wally World down here to do a audit on inks for HP.
JV2H access.
See, HP's got a lot of inks. Go ahead, David.
Man. Oh, hey, Dave.
I was just going to comment. It's getting pretty crowded on this repeater, so I'm going to sign out. You guys have a nice day.
Later on, bud. On a landline.
Why? Why do you want to talk to me? I don't want to talk to you.
No. Talk a little business. A little business. Later on, off the repeater. So, all right. So go ahead there, Dave.
Yes, I've arrived at my destination, WU2T.
Have a good time with that inventory. And see you later, David. You could stick around. There's no need to rush. We're not really doing anything much but talking. W4DJW. I'm going out to drop a load off at Goodwill and then drop a load off at Staples to be shipped, returned. Just normal Monday routine. Let's see. Steve and then David, if he's still there.
Yeah, boy. I'm going back. I'm headed back to the Hacienda right now. And I'm going to get that little generator of mine out and see how loud it is. And if it's acceptable, what do you figure if I set that thing over a little ways away, put a doghouse over it, what do you think? 75 decibels?
6.
I'm still here.
KB2HXS, have you got one of those little tiny whisper quiet generators?
No, I don't have one like that. My generator is quite loud. I have a Generac.
It's for quiet.
No, it's not a house generator. It's a standalone. You got to take it out of the garage and fire it up. But I do want to put a different muffler system on it and possibly convert it to natural gas. Just in case. I don't know. Do we have any more severe weather coming? I think we got some stuff coming this week, right?
I hadn't heard either way. I thought maybe we had severe weather. Dave, you know of any?
We talked and you told me about the 29 prediction for 28-29 for the last weekend of the month. I got an alert from the Weather Channel on my phone, and it said, it was alerting for the guys out in the west and the south middle. And it said for us, as it gets toward the end of the month, it's going to warm up quite significantly. So field day night might not be that cold.
Hot. I mean, and then by the way, KL4NUE, Chadrick said he was going to come up there. Greenville Club, Briars, Winter Field Day. You ought to come on up there, Dave. You got 7,000 in your car, don't you?
I do.
Isn't that in all mode, all frequency?
It is.
Can you broadcast HF from your vehicle with it?
I can.
Ain't you something? Well, you definitely need to come up there.
When is it?
Well, this month, 28th and 29th.
Okay, I'll consider that. I got a quick question for you, Dave. Maybe Steve might know it. I acquired a bird wattmeter, and the glass, in the meter has come loose and is laying on the needle. Do you, either one of you know if there's any way to repair that, or do I have to replace the whole meter portion?
And that has experience with that. His call sign is KJ4CTD, and his name is Wyatt. And he's on here throughout the week. You ought to catch him and ask him because he's a real bird expert.
I had a bird in the past, but unfortunately, due to a divorce, a lot of that radio gear went bye-bye, and I just acquired this one from one of our good friends locally here, but the glass has come loose, so I want to get it either repaired or do something, clean it up, and you know, make sure it works properly.
You think of. And does yours do SWR?
I think I doubled it. You say it again, please.
The earlier versions are the ones that you could do the repairs on the meters. Does yours have SWR in it also?
Steve, they all do. What you do is you turn the slug, and it gives you reflective power, and you figure it out that way. They all do it.
There's some earlier models that you changed the slug for the frequency.
Yeah, that's right. That's correct.
Okay, then you got an earlier model. That meter should be able to be repaired. Now, later on in their production years, they started using sealed meters.
Oh, no. This is an earlier Bird 43. This is an early one. I had one years ago, and it worked flawlessly, but the glass is loose in this thing, and I don't want to take a chance on messing the meter up. That's why I'd like to know if anybody has an experience repairing them.
Sunday?
That's Wyatt, KJ4CTD. He works on RF for a living. I deliver with RF, so he's got all the good bird stuff.
Band-Aid.
Okay, now I just got to find a way to contact him. All right, gentlemen, I got to get back to my house cleaning. I was walking by the room here, and I just wanted to pop in. Steve, I'll give you a call in just a few minutes.
Roger. I appreciate it, bud. Thanks. And Dave. If that generator is reasonable quiet, I'm going to bring it up there because it's a good one.
Well, it's somewhere close to 48 without drawing power and 56 when it is drawing a lot of power.
Now, it's not going to be as quiet as that Honda, but it's going to have more capacity. We could run, you know, multiple users off of mine, and if we set it up with like a 50-foot cord, set it back there out of the way, you don't even know it's there. So let me just fire it up and check it out and see what the decibels are.
Well, I'm going to be getting out here in just a second, just so you know, if I disappear, what happened? There's one guy in front of me, and he's got one item.
That's cool. I'll talk to you a little bit later, and we're still on for 1 o'clock, right?
I'm trying to get back home by 1.
Hey, quick, I'm not going to ask that. Okay. I will talk to you later, Bear Bud. Get your stuff done, and I'll see you at 1. 73, KN4VWA, clear.
W4DJW.
And KB2HX, that's clear. Steve, answer your phone.